So we got another letter handwritten to us. For this time, the guy actually signed it and left his return address.
All right, well, good for that.
Yes. Lou from Manhattan. Dear stupid MFers, not every Knick or Met fan like me shares your drooling imbecile Howard Stern ripoff politics. Stick to sports, something you know a little bit about. And trust me, boys, if your kids aren't ashamed of your jingoism, they should be. Lou from Manhattan. So we appreciate you taking the time.
Lou have a last name and an address?
Yes, he does, and we have both.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, at least I give him credit for that.
Yeah, he put your name on it.
Are you sure? Are you sure that it's real?
Well, I don't know if it's real or not, but...
put your name on it.
We'll turn it over. We'll let them take care of it. And...
All right, whatever.
So anyway, I just thought, you know, listen, we get it, we read it. So I don't know if you want to frame that or copy it or whatever you want to do with that there, Booms. Here is Hiram in Chester on the fan. Hiram, good morning. How are you today, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Hiram.
What's happening?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hey, could you give me a moment? I want to ask Boomer two things.
All right.
Number one, Boomer.
Yes.
An old-fashioned blues theater.
Okay, great, Hiram. Good job ruining that phone call. Let's go to Mary and Dobbs Ferry on the fan. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to Boomer Greg. Oh, my God.
Bring it on, Mary. What's happening?
So here's what I got to say, guys. I mean, I know Darrell Revis is the best player that the Jets had on the team, but I got to tell you, I'm, like, a little bit disgusted with his I'm such a great player. You guys need me kind of stuff.
Right.
We gotta act like a team. I feel like we got enough with the loudmouth Antonio Holmes, throw me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Let Revis go. I mean, we gotta start somewhere. We can't have all of these superstars. We gotta work together as a team to make it.
Well, the other thing too, Mary, and thanks for the call. The other thing too is the fact that that's really the only bargaining chip the Jets have right now, and they actually found one of the other 31 teams to make a trade like this, so where now they can start over, they can start shedding some salary. And by the way, Hiram said that was his name, right? The previous caller, yeah, old fashioned blue seater. Meaning that he's a Ranger fan.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know what you mistook what he said.
I thought
said.
It was some sexual thing he was getting at.
No. He was talking about the Rangers. That's what he wanted to talk
about.
Well,
I didn't
and I
know.
Think now you're going to piss off all those hockey fans out there who are feeling good about their Rangers this morning, even though we haven't locked up a playoff
spot.
What
are you happy about?
What do you mean, what am I happy about? I'm happy about the way they played the last three games and the fact that they've scored so many freaking goals. I mean, it's like a goal barrage.
All right, good.
So there you go. I'm happy about it.
All right. I'm not pissed off hockey fans. I'm the one that's bringing hockey up. My Islanders are killing it.
Let's take care of business.
Taking care of business. That's exactly right.
But just the Islanders, you know, they need to play the Canadians.
Phone number to call, 877.
That's who they need. That's who I believe they need to play in the first round.
337-6666. Toll free made possible by our friends at Mohegan Sun. You know, Boomer, I went to a karaoke restaurant the other day.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there minding my own business. And every now and then a song comes on you just want to sing along to.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open a freaking door and let him in already. And let him in. There you go.
Okay. you know what to do. Good luck to you. Boomer and Cardin on the fan, giving away Paul McCartney tickets.
Somehow Paul McCartney sounds so much better than me.
But it's close.
Very close.
I mean, it's right
I'm
there.
I'm almost
Boom.
There. I'm almost
It is right there.
Well, that's why I was not in the chorus in high school.
There you go. McCartney tickets, all yours if you know what to do right now. Here's Kenny in the Bronx on the fan. Kenny, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Boomer and Cardin, good morning.
Good morning,
Kenny. How are you today?
Yeah. I'm good. Boomer, you know I love you guys. I love both of you guys.
Thank you.
Day one. But I need to speak to Cardin only.
All right.
I'll step aside,
yeah,
Kenny. Hang on.
This is bothering me for a long, long time.
All right.
To be honest, I always listen to the way you talk about Sterling and Susan. I think sometimes you just nitpick every little thing just to make fun at them. I don't like it. As a matter, sometimes people make mistakes. I mean, Sterling is not the best play-by-play guy, but he's entertaining, he's funny, and you know, sometimes some little stuff you thought, I think sometimes you really mean it. I don't think you do it in jokes sometimes, to be honest.
I haven't understood a single word you've said, so you might as well keep on going.
I said, I think you make fun of Susan and John Sterling for no reason.
Oh, I make fun of Susan and John Sterling for no reason.
For no reason. I think you just don't like the fact that the Yankees keep on winning.
Yeah, I hope the Yankees win a World Series this year. What are you talking about?
But guess what?
What?
On the other side of the river, your team, John Sterling called all the big games in New York.
Kenny, listen to me. There is no bigger fan in this town of John Sterling and Susan Wallman than me. Nobody likes them as much as I do. I love them. I've said a million times, every time those radio negotiations come up and that hack with the ugly mustache writes in the paper, oh, it may be time for the end of John and Susan. Now, who's the biggest advocate here, Boomer?
You are, Craigie.
I think they should be employed as a team until they decide to retire, not get fired.
You know, I know why you
and
say
I got
that.
To tell you, Craig, I really appreciate that support. Yeah. Now, I know we got off on the wrong foot, what with you making fun of me and all, with George Steinbrenner's box. But to hear that from you, thank you. You're welcome.
Right.
I love them. I can't get enough of them.
You.
Please.
Nobody talks about them, obviously, more than you do.
Right. Is there anything better than Susan Wallman on the field after a Yankee win when John throws it down to the field for Susan's post-game interview with one of the stars of the game, and the very first 3 seconds of words that come out of her mouth are special?
John.
They belong in the Radio Hall of Fame like this.
Okay, John.
Okay, donkey. Come on. Okay, John. We're here now. I got to tell you, A-Rod, bring those balls over here for a second. You're signing balls to hot chicks. I better be one of them. You better be writing your home digits on there, too. I spent all this time on Match.com. All I needed was an autograph ball. Okay, doggy.
Okay, John.
Okay, 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 okay.